All right, Dylan Ferrandis, Paris Supercross. Not the day you wanted to today. Crashes, some bad starts, but overall, second place, good speed. You had some win, so felt good?
Yeah, definitely. It was a tough weekend. You know, it's been a while that I didn't ride in front of my home crowd and on my home soil. So it was definitely a good pressure. I showed some good speed for sure. Every time on the lap time, I was strong in front. I won the super pole, so the one lap time. I showed some good thing for sure. Some small mistake. Yesterday, the first night in the last moto, I crashed when I was second lap behind. I was second behind Zach and a stupid crash. But I came back strong, so which was good. And today, first moto, got a good start and crashed again with another rider at the start. And it cost me, I think, a lot of time. But I showed some good thing. And what I will remember forever is the first night when I won the second main. And it was really one of... unbelievable feeling. I couldn't hear my engine when I was riding. It was insane. The public was so crazy, and it's definitely. I think it's a check on my bucket list. You know, to do in my career. It's something that I will remember forever, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I remember when you were here on a Kawasaki. Yeah. You know, you were kind of like with the Aranda guys and those kind of guys. And I mean, you were good, but you weren't winning, right?
Yeah, but also I rode in 250 and I was young, you know, not so much experience on Supercross. So it was different. Now I came like an American rider, you know, a lot of experience, much more experience. And I came for wins, you know, so it's make a big difference. But for sure, Jason was the man to beat, and he's not champion for nothing, you know. He was really strong this weekend, and but I'm really happy to finish second overall.
It was one of those things where you crash and then you couldn't get a good gate pick for the next one, and then you crashed, and then so was it like a gate pick issue too?
No, a little bit, but I mean,
yeah, okay,
yeah, no, it was not it's same for everybody, you know. So
slick out there, huh?
The layout was good, really, really good. Good whoop section and stuff, but the dirt, I think we need to speak with the guy to improve on the dirt, because kind of hard pack and a little bit slippery.
Yeah. It's been a good off season for you, Motocross the Nations and here and everything. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's not so much off season, you know. We always work hard for every time we show up on the gate. So it's no off season. It was on a plan, and we did it. So now I think we're going to back home tomorrow, take one or two days off, and after that go back to work for the main goal. Main goal is the American Championship Supercross. I don't know yet which coast I will do, but I hope to do West Coast. We will see. But if I can ride Anaheim 1 and be at 100%, it's my goal right now.
I think for you, like I'm sure this is your goal. You can be a double champion next year. I think you have the speed, you have the fitness. You could be a Supercross and Motocross champion. That's got to be anything less than that, and you're probably going to be a little bit bummed out, huh?
Yeah, for sure. This year was also my goal to be double champion, but I broke my arm in Supercross. But I show you some good thing. For sure, yeah. Next year, more experience, one more year in the leg. I hope that's my goal, definitely. But that's my goal. But we see, you know. I don't want to hurt myself. You know, I think right now to be really strong on a long career is to don't have so much injury. And I had a lot in the past, so just want to be consistent, and we see. But yeah, for sure my goal is to be double champion next year.
How many times did Willemann tell you about how he won everything all those years here in Paris?
Too much. Told me all the story when he was there, and what to do and stuff.
I got it, bro. You beat McGrath. Yeah, I got it. You
know? And sometimes, I mean, not when he beat McGrath, because I was too young. I don't remember. But after I was it, like, that's what I say. I don't remember who I say that. But 10 years ago, I was in the stadium and dreaming to have a jersey. And I remember one year in Bercy, I asked the jersey of Osborne, you know.
Oh, really?
So imagine, I don't know if you remember, but I was maybe 14.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I was maybe 13 or 14, and I asked his jersey because I was a fan. You know, my goal was always be to be a professional rider, but when you're young, you know, you dream about. So I try to give everything I can to my fan this weekend, and right now I have nothing. I finished naked, and I have just nothing. But yeah,
I will say I was a mechanic when he was winning, and when he won all the main events and swept everything. I don't know if I've heard a louder arena or in my life. That Bercy place was, he would catch McGrath and pass him, and it was insane. It had to have been so cool.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't remember because I was too young, but yeah, I can't imagine that it was insane. Me, like I say, just last night when I won the second moto was, I couldn't hear my engine. It was almost difficult for me because sometimes I didn't know what power was on my engine. Unbelievable. Yeah. It's definitely only in France that you can live that stuff. And unfortunately for the other countries, only when you are French.
Yeah, exactly. All right, man. Well, hey, thanks. We'll see you in America.
Thank you very much. Cool.